To injure an opponent is to injure yourself. To control aggression without inflicting injury is the art of peace. Words and Writings from the Art of Peace by Morihei Ueshiba, translated by John Stevens. This is episode 65. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We're sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Windcaller. Welcome to the show. Hello, and welcome to the Leading Chaos Podcast. My name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am hosting this podcast where we talk about crisis intervention skills, and a lot of it is what I do in a program called Response Training Programs. It's a crisis intervention curriculum. So if you've been following along as a regular listener, thank you very much. And if you're new to Leading Chaos Podcasts, well, welcome to this show. It's really about exploring how we move about in the world and making those steps forward into a world that can at times be a little chaotic, both in our personal life, perhaps our business life, and then at a societal life, at a broader scale, a little bit out of control. So how do we bring order to that without being in lockstep, but really truly going into our own self and finding our inner peace and a sense of calm and moving about with purpose and professionalism? And that's what this week is about. I have been starting, like last week, the episode was called Can't Get My Go, and I want to kind of follow up a little bit on that. And this week, as last week, I read a piece from the founder of Aikido, Morihei Ueshiba, who we kind of lovingly call as Aikidoist O-Sensei. And he always is like leaving these little pearls of kind of cosmic wisdom, if you will, that just in a few words mean so much. And this week's little saying, and I'm going to just read it again to get us in the groove here. It's all about looking at that if you injure an opponent or really anyone, you are in a sense injuring yourself. And that in turn, to control aggression, our own aggression, without inflicting injury to others, is what he would call the way of Aikido, the art of peace. The art of peace is actually one of the ways that you define Aikido. So that's what we're looking at. And I'm using that as my touchstone as I go into this chapter called Cause No Harm out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And that's what we do on this podcast. We look at step-by-step ways on, one, how to cause no harm. And this is a chapter that is really about talking the reader through on what it means to go hands-on in an intervention, what restraints are, and a little bit about my philosophy. And true to style to this podcast, I'm taking the slow boat talking about it, and I hope you're enjoying it. And if you are enjoying this podcast, please do share it with others. I know folks who are listening, many of you work in the field of mental health. You're compassionate caretakers. You might be a first responder in some capacity. Like myself, I've worked many years in all those fields, and it takes a lot of tenacity, quite a bit of integrity, and a lot of help from our friends and family to get us through and staying clear-headed. So that's what this is about, and I'm excited to talk this week a little bit further into that principle of what's going on with ourselves and this chapter, Cause No Harm. And do know that there are show notes to this podcast at leadingchaospodcast.com, where you could get any links or any mentions that I talk about there at the website. So let's back up a little bit. Last week, I talked about can't get my goat. And I told the story about Walter Taylor, and I kind of left some things out. There's a little bit more in depth on the show notes to that episode 64. But I wanted to kind of follow it up because part of the homework was for all of us to think about what gets our goat, what kind of sends us reeling and takes us off our center and creates instability both emotionally for us and then with those who we are interacting with. And I shared that really what throws me the most is when it's unexpected, where I feel like I'm in a safe place and a friend or a family member might say something that just throws me off into a tizzy. And I have a hard time kind of rebounding from that. That's what I said. But I also realized after just coming back from a business trip that the other two things that really get my goat, or at least contribute to getting my goat, are lack of sleep and dehydration. Now, that's not anyone doing that to me. That's all about Rhea taking care of herself. But they really contribute to my vulnerability. And that is something to know about yourself. Again, it's lack of sleep. And I have a feeling you share that same like little Achilles heel that could really set any one of us into a state of disarray and not really having the capacity to think things clearly or think things through clearly. And imagine, like me, if you are kind of working with not all, what they would say, all pistons firing, we miss things. And we could even like physically stumble as we're walking down the sidewalk when there's maybe not even a crack in the sidewalk. We just kind of stumble upon ourselves. But we could also stumble verbally and intellectually because we're not able to think clearly. So I don't think I'm alone in this one about the lack of sleep and how that could really contribute to getting our goat. The second thing is dehydration. And for whatever reason, I have this capacity where I could go and go and go, and all of a sudden at the end, it's like, my goodness, I'm not drinking any water. And any school kid is going to tell you that water is really important to each and every one of us. But if we don't act in a mindful way and we just kind of go about the day and not drink water, it's going to compromise our reasoning. It's kind of like not getting enough oxygen into our brain. It's going to really make the way we think a little distorted. And even then, it drops down our immune system and creates a vulnerability. Now, this is true for all of us because we all have, you know, red blood and we all need oxygen and we have the same kind of makeup in our bodies. We need water. So water and sleep. And I thought, you know, I've been thinking about this since we last talked, that those are two areas I really need to take care of myself. So when I was on this business trip, and of course it's early mornings and very late nights and lots of go, go, go during the day, I had the opportunity to take a midday nap during a break where I just kind of like tucked away for a bit and was able to go up to my room because it was like in a convention center and just lay down and just feel my body drop, which has taken a bit of training to do because I'm not one to slow down too much. I have a pretty strong constitution. But I felt so proud of myself, kind of like, you know, getting a star from the teacher that I was able to do that, take care of myself, come home, and not be so exhausted, actually be energized to keep moving forward. So that's my thoughts on what gets my goat, some of the things I have to pay attention to, because like Mary Poppins, we are just practically perfect in every way. Yes, the call of the wild from the Brontosaurus, which for me is like letting out a big exhale. And that's where we have to go with all this. And I referred to episode that I called the Zen of Poppins. So I mentioned Mary Poppins, you know, that she's practically perfect in every way. I talk more about that in episode 62. So if you'd like to check that out, you could just go to leadingchaospodcast.com. But let's move on with some tips this week. And this episode is called New York state of mind. And what that means is realizing that one's impact on others isn't just something that you kind of throw away and you're able to walk away with a clean slate. It just doesn't work that way. If you're going to truly move in the world and cause no harm, we have to realize that when we hurt someone else, we're also in turn hurting ourselves. Now, I know that could sound like blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's just like, yeah, okay, I heard that before. And yet, there's a part within each and every one of us that knows that is so true. I could be really good at throwing out some good verbal daggers and think I have a clean slate, but it just doesn't work that way. And that's why I started this episode with that quote from O Sensei, that if you injure someone else, you are also injuring yourself. And that is the attitude we have to have when we're moving through the world, especially if we're in a position where we have charge over someone else. And this means as a parent, as a friend, if you're assisting somebody, as a brother or a sister, and certainly in the capacity as a first responder or a worker in mental health. If you have the privilege of being granted authority to go into a situation, you better be darn tuned that you can have that ability, as I mentioned last week, to have self-victory over yourself, where that means that you could maintain your own self-control. But also realize what you're projecting out into the world. So that's what a lot of my training is in Aikido, is to have a sense of that and staying true to myself and not getting flustered, knowing what gets my goat, not getting flustered, but also knowing that I want to project a sense of openness and curiosity. Not to the level where somebody sees me as a potential target, but to be so content within myself that in some ways I just blend into the scene. And if I need to, I could kind of rise up with my projection and take charge and lead that chaos towards order. Now, how do we do that? Whew. That is a good question, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, I just always go to the basics. We don't have to make this more complicated than necessary. If you want to get into that New York state of mind, I mean, if I'm going to New York City, and I live about 3 hours outside of New York City, so I do get there, you know, probably more frequently than most folks. Or if I go into any big city in the world, when I'm going there, I'm kind of preparing myself a little bit. Just as you or I would do if we're going into a minimum or maximum security facility, if we're going into a psychiatric center, if we're going into a school, if we're responding to a medical emergency, if we're working on an airline and we have to be present, we are preparing ourselves. As soon as we start driving to the city, or when I'm even packing my bags to leave, I'm already kind of clearing my mind and thinking my steps through. Now, that's not becoming like a ninja and being paranoid. That's just taking life for what it is and seeing the opportunity that you have to think it through. So if you wake up every day and you go into a setting that has a potential for violence, you don't want to be thinking about that as you're walking down the hallway for the first time that day. You want to be thinking about that before you even get to work. And start clearing your mind. That way, we continue to move with consciousness and clarity throughout the day. Because your body can be taken with or without a reason, but your mind can be taken with only one reason, and that is because you let it. So, life is not easy. We have to be prepared. And I would be doing a disservice to you and I if I didn't say, think ahead. Get in your groove. Create that New York state of mind where you're open to the city, but you're also really present on your surroundings, what's going on, so that you're able to enjoy your life and your work not be consumed by fear, and yet have constant awareness. And I go right back to that New York State of Mind by Frank Sinatra. I want to wake up in that city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the list, king of the heap. Well, that's what happens when we are present, full of life, and noticing what's going around us, but not being overwhelmed by it. That's how we become king of the heap. And it's an interesting thing on how we find these like little pearls of wisdom in the most simple songs. And they inspire us. That's why they play that song on New Year's Eve every year when the ball drops in New York City. Because it just makes you feel like your chest is broad and you feel like you could do anything because you are part of all the joy, all the madness around you, but it's not leading you. You have the ability to take charge of yourself. And we could do that in all these kinds of situations that we get involved in when there's chaos. And I practice that by singing that song, New York, New York, you know, kind of just staying with those lyrics. If I can make it there, you know, I'm going to make it just about anywhere. Yeah, that's how we roll, don't we? When you're working in difficult situations, whether it's at home or at work, it doesn't really matter. We have to have some kind of little chime in our head that we could kind of fall back to and know that what we project out to the world will come back to us twofold. So we might as well take the lead and lead chaos rather than having it lead us. All right. Well, I wish I could lead you out with that song, New York, New York, but there are copyright things that I have to consider. So instead, I'm going to put a little link on the show notes or recommend that you Google it and check it out. In the meantime, I want to just say that I'll be seeing you in another week or so. I know that this one was a little overdue, but that's somehow how it has a role for me. Life is busy, and I'm just staying king of the hill, doing the best I can. And that's exactly what we do sometimes. We do the best we can. So keep rocking on with that, and I'll see you soon. And just kick up your heels when you can. Take a step forward, and already you are the king of the hill. This is Rhea Windcaller signing off for now. Be kind, be safe. Ciao for now.